There's a case where over in West Donegal, Nalcara, Ballaboh, all the way over to Glashahu, we'll say Maharorti, Portichoran, Derchonra, that whole Gartahaik area where the water supply is fed from Anardivag. We've noticed over a number of years of complaints coming from the general public that they had to redo their water infrastructure within their homes. And then looking further at it, we took samples, we got them tested, and it looks very clear that there is a huge issue. And what we believe, or what is believed, is that it may be coming from the chemicals used at that plant. Now, there has quite a high number of people who have been in contact with Harnett and Hayes, who are the solicitors who are taking this case in relation to the public's concern. And what I raised at our meeting of Teichiant and the Glanty is, how many of our homes or the houses that are county council houses are being affected as well? Because I believe that there has to be a high volume as well. And are we, as a council, taking a case against this here in relation to this? We, as a council, are absolutely struggling constantly to finance the repairs that needs to take place in people's homes due to the very fact of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael's failure to adequately fund us. And why would we be left then carrying the can in relation to this? Even this week alone, I spoke to a householder who the pipes had burst so much so that the electrics were infected. The whole house has to be gutted completely at a massive cost to Corlachunda Gunningal. So what I was asking is that, is Corlachunda Gunningal now taking a case against Ashgeirin in relation to this? And we need answers to this here, because bad enough as it is that we're not building enough homes, but we not certainly won't accept neither that we're not maintaining the homes. And we have fantastic committed staff in West Donegal, without a shadow of a doubt, and there's huge frustrations there. So senior staff needs to tell us what is happening, because I don't believe it's the bill for Corlachunda Gunningal to lift.
Neither environment nor housing, in terms of departments present at the meeting, were able to give you any answers, but both indeed saying they're unaware of any case being taken at present. Does more need to be done in the higher echelons of Clifford to make sure that answers are coming to the MDs, that people at the MDs, when they ask questions like yourself, actually do get answers to them?
Yeah, it's really, really important for me as the local councillor that I get answers to the questions I ask at the meetings, and that we don't have to wait for a number of months to get a response to that there. The reality is that we are here on behalf of the public. We come here, there's meetings whenever they take place. The public expects me to go back to them and tell them what was happening at these meetings. And not having the answer to that there is not acceptable. Look, we have fantastic staff without shadow of a doubt, but we need senior staff at these meetings. That question that I asked at this week's meeting was, were we considering a case against this Ashgeirin in relation to the pipe burst within our council houses? I need to hear that, because not for me personally, but for those that I represent, those that pay my wages, those that elect me, they need me to be able to go back and give them the factual answers to this and not waffle. And for me, that's not acceptable, that I can't get the answers to the questions that I'm posing.